All right, get ready for a tech treat, because following today's tech update, we're going to be showcasing a standout call for my weekend show. It's called The Kim Komando Show, of course. Monday is April 15th, tax deadline day. Many who filed early are anxiously waiting refunds. With inflation, millions are in a cash crunch. For procrastinators, there's pressure and last-minute stress, and online scams are at their peak. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates quickly at linkedin.com/Kim. Online tax scams promise faster refunds and easy filing for those who haven't filed. The most common scams are phone scams, criminals pretending to be from the IRS demanding immediate payment. Next comes phishing scams. The email appears to be either from the IRS or free download to a well-known tax prep software. But this software steals your identity and your refund. Remember, the IRS will never call you or send you an email. Download tax software only from verified and official websites. The average taxpayer who falls for one of these scams loses an average of $8,000. You can't be too cautious. Get ahead at work with Tech Smarts. You can get it free at getkim.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, here's a fantastic call for my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show. That's a highlight reel right inside itself. Lee in Texarkana, Texas. Hello there, Lee.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Well, I've bought a home, and it's considerably bigger than my old home. It's like 7,200 square feet.
Woohoo.
And I'm trying to, yeah, that's what I said. Most people my age go down, we went up.
But hey, anyway, you know what? Either go big or go home, Lee, okay?
Well, that's the way I figured. I'm getting old, and I said, well, I'm finally going to have what I want before I croak.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. I'm having a terrible time with my phone service in the downstairs part of the house. Like I said, it's pretty large, and just about a third of it is upstairs.
Okay.
Upstairs, we have no problem. On the left and the right, we have no problem downstairs. But when you get to the center, the phone calls will either drop, or usually I can't hear who I'm talking to, or they can't hear me, and so there I go, run into a spot in the house that I know they can hear me, or I run outside on the porch.
Which is like, so, you know, isn't that crazy when you think about it? It's like, okay, I have to go to this spot to talk to somebody in my brand new house. How frustrating is
right.
that?
Right. Right. And then if you're cooking, you turn around, and I take three steps, and it does it. You know, so I'm like, I started looking at the boosters for the phones and things, mm-hmm. for the cell phones, because that's all we have. And I just started getting confused, and I thought, well, I'm going to send her a note, let her know I need to know which way to go, because I looked at maybe possibly getting two or one.
Well, you know what,
let's not cheap.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to waste your money, because they, you know, good ones like $200, $300. Let me tell you a couple of things that you can try. Okay. On your phone, somewhere in your phone, there's a setting and we have the steps on the website, but normally it's under settings, under cellular. You can turn on something called Wi-Fi calling.
And right.
And so you can try to see if that will solve the problem. Okay. Now, is your Wi-Fi connection okay in these bad spots, or do you think?
Yes, it's fine. The Wi-Fi seems to be doing fine. It is strictly my cell service.
Okay. All right. So before you buy anything, turn on Wi-Fi calling on your phone, and you may find that solves the problem automatically. Okay.
Now, sure be simple.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be nice? Then you don't have to buy anything. Gosh. You know, but if your luck is anything like mine, Lee, that's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Well, I could go into bad luck. People are like, we never had this happen. I'm like, this is the first time you've dealt with me, so if it's going to go wrong, it goes wrong. I'm not a patient person, so I don't understand, you know, why someone just keeps pushing me.
You know what? I like you, Lee. You'd be fun to have a beer with.
That sounds good. It's Friday, too.
Exactly. All right. So so try the Wi-Fi calling. I'll put the steps in the Q&A forum on how to turn that on. Are you Android or iPhone?
I am Android.
Okay, so we'll tell you how to do it on Android. And then just to help you out, is I'll put a link to some boosters. Is it two-story? Is your house two-story or three-story?
It is two-story, but I said, we have no problems upstairs.
All right, so it's just on downstairs. Lord, so we may, you know, we just need to put something like closer to the modem and the router and some other things. But these boosters, they actually work. But, you know, sometimes before you actually buy a booster, is that you can call your cell phone provider and complain. So before we buy a booster, we're going to turn on Wi-Fi calling, and then we're going to call the cell phone provider and say, what's going on? I mean, you guys need to give me a femtocell, okay, or a microcell. And you maybe get them to free if you complain enough and loudly enough. And again, I'm going to post those links on that you might need, Lee. And for everybody else who's listening, over at commando.com, that's commando.com inside the community. And then there's a link that says the Q&A forum, and that's where I post those links. Lee, thanks so much for your call. A standing ovation to you for tuning in. Yay! Now, if you're puzzled by a tech issue, here's your call to action. Head to commando.com, select email Kim. I read each and every note like it's the final round in a tech trivia game. And you can amp up your tech know-how by getting my free daily newsletter. It's just waiting for you over at getkim.com.